Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, you got the MFers here, Maloney and Fourier. Still waiting on Alex, of course, to join us. Actually, any minute now, we'll see.
He's throwing
when
fish.
We get him, I don't know, has he got the whole Seattle time down or what? Is he kind of getting thrown off a little bit, maybe?
Yeah, I think they are aware of the 12:15 because that was pretty clear in the text from Kevin.
All right.
Hopefully dial in here soon.
I am curious to see if he's changed anything on when it comes to Chris Sale. I know over the weekend, yesterday, he said that he could be available in Baltimore. I just wonder how they sort of place him in this rotation, right? With 12 games left, it isn't that hard to figure out. You can go every fifth day, every sixth day, and sort of say, okay, when is he available? Is it that final weekend? You know, somehow you have to figure out that weekend, that last home weekend against the New York Yankees. I got to believe, in some order, that Sale, Erod, Eovaldi, if they can make it work, right? They have a lot of days off.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can maneuver it, but I got to believe, like, they got to look at that series and say, this is it. Three-game set with the Yankees. We got six games before that. For the most part,
yep.
If neither one of us lose our minds, you know, someone's going to have like a one-game lead, right? Someone's going to have about a one-game lead. So how do I line up that season series against the New York Yankees? And whatever Sale goes, I mean, if Sale goes on Sunday against the Orioles, come back again against the Yankees, I think you got to kind of figure that one out.
Lou, do you still feel like you would go with Eovaldi over Sale in that
Absolutely.
Wild card game?
Yeah, I think
Absolutely.
It's even more so now. We don't know what Sale's going to be like after missing 10.
You answered that so quickly, it sounds like it wasn't even a question.
No, to me, it's not anymore. I don't think it is anymore. Well, he missed 10 games. I don't know when he's going to come back. Guy was building things up, right? We have no idea. The way Eovaldi's been thrown, I don't think there's any question. I don't think there's any question about it at all. But who knows? We will see. Cora joining us here in a few minutes.
I see him all day. Looks like he's on the line right now because the skinny kid is talking to him. No, I like that idea because I'm all about shortening the bench. I'm all about no days off. I'm all about making sure your best players are on the field at the right time.
All right, listen, it's not Wednesday at 2:30, but it's here at 3:15, which means the Alex Cora interview is brought to you by Arbella Insurance and Zenni, the official eyewear of the Boston Red Sox. Major league style at minor league prices. Visit Zenni.com. And joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. Alex, what's going on, man? Christian and Lou, how you doing?
Doing okay, man. Doing okay. Just getting ready for tonight and hopefully get a W, win the series tomorrow, and head home. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, I'm sure you're looking forward to that last homestand coming up after this one. Listen, I want to get to some of that stuff that's going on the last week, but I want to start with, I'm sure you heard it by now, Hunter Renfro joined the show last week and said that basically Major League Baseball told you guys to stop testing. And Friday was asked about it, and he said, I don't take any of it back. So, you know, the more people talk about it, the more the understanding would be the vaccinated players aren't tested. But I would ask you, when there's an outbreak on your team, are you comfortable not testing even vaccinated players to try to get to the bottom of it?
I'm very comfortable with the way we're doing things. I've been saying all along that our organization since day one has been amazing. And not only the players, the vaccinated players, but the vaccinated family members. And led by Larry Ronan, as you know, and Brad Pearson. We've been very aggressive with the testing. And like I said last week, I'm glad that I'm working with the rest for obvious reasons. And this is one of them. We're taking care of everybody here and every family members. And we're very comfortable that we are still testing players and still testing family members in the middle of all this stuff.
So I understand that you guys, are doing the right thing. I guess I could just ask you, I mean, did MLB tell you to stop testing?
No, look, I'm not gonna get there. You know, okay. Like I said, you know, I'm very comfortable where we're at and with the way we're doing things. Communication with MLB is always there. I do believe, obviously, there's certain teams that because of the 85%, they can do things differently, right? And others like us, we have to, you know, protect our group differently than other groups. And but like I said, I'm very comfortable where we're at.
Did they ever give you a final word as why they didn't just give you a day to take a breath? I mean, I know Hunter Renfro mentioned that as well, and it seemed like they felt like their contact tracing, they felt comfortable. Meanwhile, here we are 3 weeks later, and you're still getting positives as late as, what, Saturday? Like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, like I said, after one of the games, they're not going to stop the fight. They're not going to stop the tournament now. I think, you know, with MLB and the Players Association, everybody, they feel comfortable with the way they're doing things. Obviously, you know, from our end, I think one day probably would have helped, you know, but, you know, we're doing the best we can, to be honest with you. And it's not easy, as you know, but at the same time, I think everybody's doing their best. We're showing up. We're posting, which is the most important thing. It's not perfect, but we're still playing decent baseball, and we get a chance to make it to October. That's the most important thing.
All right, so, Alex, two questions for me related to this, and then we'll get into some fun baseball stuff. It seemed to me that, you know, Renfro had almost some irritation with the whole topic, and it feel like I heard some frustration in his voice. Were the players irritated and frustrated with the way things were had been handled in the past?
I don't know. Honestly, throughout the process and since day one, us just letting them know how we're going to do things, you know, I haven't heard, you know, people frustrated. I just feel like where we at in the season, and obviously the way things were handled before that, maybe they look around, they're like, just one day, you know, that's to reset and to be healthy. I think the most important thing is kind of like, okay, where we at, and you know, let's get like 2 days of no positives. It hasn't happened. Well, actually, yesterday was a positive for us. But I think that's probably where they're coming from. But like I said, you know, they keep posting, they keep showing up. We have to make adjustments. Obviously, it's not the same way we were doing things a month ago as far as like preparation, showing up early to the ballpark, and all that. But that's not an excuse to play bad baseball or no winning games. I do believe, you know, in Chicago we played great. We lost 2-3, but we grinded till the end. And yesterday was another tough game, you know, a good one, but a tough one. And they're doing a good job with everything that is going on.
So was Renfro's appearance on Merlone and Fourier the last time we'll ever have a player on our show?
Nah, I don't think so.
Sure,
nah.
you put a good word in with Kevin Forrest.
You guys know better. Hey,
so update me kind of where we're at right now. From what I understand, it looks like you can get Martin Perez and maybe Matt Barnes back tonight.
No, Maddie's pitching tomorrow in Double A.
Okay.
So they're playing in Hartford.
Oh, that's
so,
right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he pitches there, and the goal is for him to be back this weekend against Baltimore. Christian and Jaron are playing in Syracuse tonight. So that's also a positive. So we'll see where we at in the upcoming days and see when they join us. Sale, I think most likely he pitches on Friday at the latest Saturday.
Against Baltimore,
Martini, against Baltimore, Friday or Saturday. I'm still waiting for the day that he's eligible to come off the COVID IL. And then Martin, he's here. He pitched on Sunday. He should join us tonight.
God, you got to be tired of that stuff, huh? You just kind of want to go back or what? Jeez.
And Danny and God. Phillips, they're in Chicago right now.
All right.
So, Alex, help me out with this one. So, 16 games left. Seems like you're in the home stretch, in a battle right now to get one of those last playoff spots. And Bogaerts, use him for an example. He gets 10 days off because of COVID, and he gave him Sunday off. Like, I thought he was fine, and it looks like he's going to get another day off coming up here. I mean, maybe tomorrow, I think I heard you say. Like, why not just have every guy play every single game since the games are so important at this point?
Yeah, I think Sunday was, I mean, that was a no-brainer. 2 days of grinding, long games. He hasn't done anything in 10 days, you know, and shame on me if he plays on Sunday and all of a sudden he pulls his calf or he gets hurt because, you know, he doesn't have the endurance to play 27 innings. And, people might say, oh, he rested for 10 days. He didn't do much. So that's on me. Tomorrow is a maybe now. Most likely he'll play with Thursday off. We talked about it yesterday. So we'll reassess that situation. But Sunday was, somebody mentioned that yesterday to me, and I was like, you know what? I think it was the right decision. We need this guy healthy the rest of the season and being able to post. And I think, you know, not playing him on Sunday is going to benefit us the rest of the way.
Hey, going back to Sale, you said probably Friday or Saturday against Baltimore. So no concerns at all? You know, like the time off, what's he doing? Throwing a ball against a fence or a mattress or, you know, what has he been doing?
It's going crazy.
I mean, the way Nick threw the ball on Sunday, I mean, we should be okay. Like I said, you know, he has a huge patio at the house, you know, and he'll be able to throw to a net or whatever. You know, he's on top of his game. You know, he's on top of his craft. So we have no reservations about him pitching this weekend.
So you mentioned days off. And, you know, actually, and I also mentioned going into the down stretch and how important all these games are. Is there any thought into maybe, going to a four-man rotation, you know, trying that out towards the end of the season?
No, we're going to get creative probably starting on Friday. We got Thursday off, we got Monday off, we got Thursday. So there's going to be some arms in the bullpen that, you know, they've been starting throughout the season and all hands on deck, you know. I think this is the part that everybody has to, you know, hey, if you're a starter and we need you in the bullpen, you go to the bullpen. And if it's one inning, it's one inning. If it's two, it's two. So we'll make adjustments throughout the season, for the rest of the season, using the off days to our advantage. And it should be fun. This is the part you want to be, right? Towards the end of the season with a chance to make it to the playoffs, and we're right there.
Talking to Alex Cora here in the Harbor One Hotline. Alex, I thought of Erod last night. I swear to God, I think he throws every Tuesday or Monday. Every time we talk to you, he throws the night before. But I thought third inning on, I thought he was very, very good. And I think a lot of people noticed the TV, Twitter was out there, like there was some changing in the hand placement. Is it something that maybe you saw against Tampa in that second game, or was it just maybe just in this game? He changed his hands in the setup, correct?
He did actually. He switched in the third inning. The at bats that were put in, I don't know. I have no idea if they were picking up something, but he threw some great fastballs at different spots
too.
And they were able to foul it off, and then change ups they went the other way. So he made an in-game adjustment, and it's not that easy. People think like, oh, you know, change your hands, put them here. I mean, he can mess up your mechanics, right? He can throw you off timing-wise, but he was willing to do it, and he did an amazing job the rest of the game. He gave us a chance to win. Probably his fastball as far as location yesterday was the best of the season. The changeup, we thought it was a good one, and they kept putting good swings on it, so credit to Eddie that he was willing to make an adjustment and gave us a chance to win the game.
All right, Alex, listen, thanks for joining us. Get a couple wins out there in Seattle and then get home for that final homestand. Homestand, actually. That'd be nice.
We will. Take care, guys.
All right, man, thanks.
All right, take it easy. Alex Cora joining us in the Harbor One Hotline. All right, when we come back, we got Ben Volen of Boston Globe. We will dive back some more Patriots talk, and we'll hit on a little more Red Sox later in the show. But a lot of Patriots coming up with Ben Volen of the Boston Globe. That's coming up next on Merlone and Fourier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.